to the Teach Happier podcast. I'm Suzanne Daly, your delighted host. Let's get into the healthiest headspace and heart space for our upcoming week working in schools, whatever our important role may be. Last week was for the yes people. We learned one small shift in language and one small shift in thought to help us discern how many things we should say yes to. Based on DMs, emails, and social media comments, the whole notion of, do I have energy for this, really seemed to resonate. Now, most of us who are listening right now are somewhere in the midst of an upcoming spring break, or we're in a long weekend, or we're anticipating a break. So this week, we're going to keep it short. Let's revisit the yes of it all. In many of those DMs, comments, and emails, many Teach Happier community members said things along the lines of, I really love the ideas to help me say no, but it can be so hard, and I can feel such guilt when I say no. Okay, bring in the metaphor, as we do. We have all heard phrases like, my plate is so full, or I have to take something off my plate. We get it. We see it. And I recently stumbled on the Teach, Learn, Grow blog. And what did my eyeball see? A post that was called Everyone's Plate is a Different Size by Natalie DeFusco Funk. Let that sink in. Everyone's plate is a different size. Natalie says, everyone's plate is a different size, and that size can change based on the day, the week, or sometimes even the hour, depending on so many uncontrollable factors. What one person, a fellow teacher, student, friend, partner, what they can handle is only defined by that person. We can easily see that, right? When we think of a friend, colleague, family member, or student, depending on what is going on in their life will determine their capacity, what they can fit on that metaphorical plate. Sometimes we're working with large, spacious platters, and other times it's a tiny little saucer. Guess who else that is true for? You. We recognize when other people's plates are full, and we show compassion to our beloved people. We don't want them adding to an already full plate. So, our invitation this week is to try and recognize when our own plate is full. Give ourselves a little bit of compassion and not add to our already full plate. Our plate size will change from season to season, day to day. There are times when we have greater capacity to fit more things, and there's times when we don't. And as we have said multiple times in this Teach Happier space, it's not because we're doing life wrong. It's because we're doing it exactly right. We are leaning into our people, our work, and causes we care deeply about. In these upcoming days, when we enjoy just a little bit of a spring break, let's take a few moments and think about our plate, whatever size it may be in this season. Can you clear a few things and create some space on your plate? Or can you put some things back on there that are good for your head and heart? Honor your season. Honor your plate. Proceed accordingly. Small shifts bring the biggest gifts. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to this week's Teach Happier episode.
If you'd like to connect further, hop on over to SuzanneDaily.com or catch me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.